proceed as soon as the ministry and the department are ready.
Just to indicate to the committee that on clause 17, that's the 80% and the payable and so forth, we agree that it needs to be cleaned. It can be cleaned up, we believe. And also, in the course of looking at it again, we also picked up something which is clumsy. So, but rather than try to do it on our feet now, if we could ask the indulgence of the committee for after immediately after lunch, we would come back with hard copy, a redraft of sections of 17, where we think there needs to be improvements on the cost of the committee. So if we could kick it into touch, we could kick it into touch just a bit longer, and get lunchtime ready to work on it. But that's all right. So then, if that's okay.
From the smile on Honourable Dreyer's face, there seems to be concurrence, and I even brought a smile on Ms. Fontana's face. You do have the support.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that is producing smiles on this bench as well. So thank you, Matt. Thank you. So really, we're close to being home and dry here. So really, what follows are just little bits and pieces. So we're on page 37. We've knocked out in effecting the expropriation at the top of page 37. We've changed the language in sub-clause 7A, but basically same thing. Those are just, we think, small things. Page 39. Remember now, we've added a 7, so that's towards the bottom of page 39. We've added a sub 7B Roman 3, which is the notice not received. Okay, it is now a requirement that if there's the intention not to proceed, there must be a proper notice and publication of some, which we talked about earlier this morning. So we've just added that to notices that require publication. Page 41 is just language. Doing some in instead of into. Page 43 is language. Bottom of 32, the Act does not apply to any expropriation initiated through delivery of a notice of expropriation prior and so on. Yeah. So, Jim, I think that's from our perspective, those, apart from the one that we've kicked into touch, clause 17, that's our attempt to meet what the committee had required of us, with the exception of the three matters that we've addressed in memorandum, where we've addressed the issues for the reasons that we seek to explain, not make any changes. So thanks, Jim.
Thank you very much to the ministry and the department for the input thus far. So what we'll do now is to go to the beginning of the bar. We've had inputs of members, we've had inputs of the ministry, the department. So we look at each clause and say, in regard to this clause, does it contain all the elements that we'd like to be in it in order to empower the state law advisor to put in front of us the version of the A version first of the bill, so that we look at it with all its amendments, all the suggestions that have been brought forward. So that will enable us to go through that and prepare for the final D version, where we actually vote to go clause by clause. So that's where we are. So now we go to the beginning of the book.
Do you want to explain that for me now?
Yes. Do you remember what we...
Oh, are we ready to do that? Because we're still waiting for the Deputy Minister to come back after, as you said, with some written proposals on some of the issues that have been raised. And then we will look at the original version of version together with the one that's been amended, and then we can look at where the changes were. And we're not ready with that final version of the bill. Because once again today we've made certain suggestions which were taken on board or were still waiting to be tabled.
There are two possibilities. The first would have been we start the process, mindful of the fact that when it comes to 17, the inputs would be ready from the department after lunch. That's the first option. The second option would be to adjourn the meeting right now, to give the department an opportunity to refine the issues that were raised today, and then after lunch commence with the process that you have articulated. So I'll be guided by the House as to which option you prefer. I'll start with you again and then go to the other members. Honourable Trey.
Mr. Chair, I would propose that we adjourn now and then we resume after lunch.
Well, my contribution would be in the form of a question to the department through your chair.
Yes.
Would the lunch break be sufficient for the department to deal with these outstanding issues? If so, then we may proceed on the understanding that they've committed that they'll be able to deal with these outstanding matters, so that we're ready to shoot, not from the hip, after lunch later.
Be ready up for lunch on 17.
What would you like to do, members? We break now and then resume after lunch.
Mr. Chair, further to my proposal that we do this after lunch is also in terms of the process. Up to now, you know, we've had the public hearings, and then we have the department at the minister, with the deputy minister, leading the process. We've made proposals or suggestions. He indicated what he or the department are prepared to accommodate and put into the bill. But then there's a second, the next process actually with committee on its own has to now start discussing, debating, and voting on clause by clause. Without the minister's input necessarily there. So I think we must just make sure that we get the process correct.
That's correct.
But I must point out the issue to emphasize so that we are absolutely clear. Today, when we go clause by clause, it will not be the voting process. It will be discussion amongst members in order to make it possible for the state law advisor to prepare the A version of the plan. Are we clear?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I thought if we were to continue but noting that there are those issues that are going to be dealt with later, it would be better. Because some of us, if we are still going to continue tomorrow according to the program, will be getting into other programs or other committees tomorrow. So maybe if we continue, but we say those actions that need to be addressed, could we skip them and then we address them after lunch when they have been done already. And to add to that, I wanted also to say, since you have agreed that we will replace the shawl with mask so that we have got a uniformity on all the sections, they should also look into that one as they are refining the whole deal. because I've seen on number on page 35, they are still confusing the Shara and also the Master Drink.
Yes, Jamila. Oh, I heard you. Okay.
I'll vote with ASC this time.
There's no voting. Baba Scott. Thank you, Chairperson. I think number of times I got four. What I'm trying to get is from the Deputy Minister, if we again now, it's going to be enough time for the department to go and rewrite whatever has been amended, it's been agreed upon.
Is your microphone on, sir?
It is on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to
find.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to find from the government, especially the Deputy Minister, is that if we are here now, it's going to be enough time for them to go and decide what was supposed to be to be corrected.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Lee. You gave an opportunity earlier on and declined. But, you know, the process is going very smoothly so far. People have commented on that, that they were actually pleasantly surprised with the smooth process and how accommodating this committee has been to each other and from the department and the minister and vice versa. And I don't think we should try and rush it now and run the risk of spoiling the process. The committee has to deliberate on the bill, clause by clause, on its own, without the Deputy Minister present. What is not to be here is very accommodating minister, but the committee has to deliberate on its own. But secondly, we've had many adjustments and amendments to the bill. We need time to actually read the whole thing from the beginning to the end, as it now stands. This morning we did it very piecemeal. And we have to see it in, look at the whole thing in context, realistically. And it's very difficult. So we actually need to prepare and read the whole bill as it is now, from beginning to end, on our own, to prepare thoroughly for possible inputs that we have to make. Because one part, if you amend one clause, it may impact on other clauses. So there's a lot of cross-references. And I certainly think we need more time.
If we adjourn now, it simply means that it's 19 minutes to 12. So that's time for department to prepare. And then if we say lunchtime, when is your lunch? 1 o'clock? Until 2 o'clock. Then we reconvene 2 o'clock. That's the time that we have for reading, preparation. But we should be mindful of the fact that what the department has put in front of us today, we have been party to this process. Public hearings, we carried the input that the public also made. So it's not as if the input that were made by stakeholders, public, elsewhere. As we have gone along, we have integrated all those inputs. So the process has made our work much easier to where we are. So correctly, when we reconvene with clause 17 up to date, then we'll have, for want of a better conceptualization, the clean-up version of what the department has put in front of us. And then we also have the original, if members want to compare where we started, where we are now. Then we discuss and move, discuss clause by clause, and say, is this what we are going to put in front of the state law advisor for him to prepare for the bill that's going to be put in front of us? So that's where we are. Is that the common understanding? So we'll adjourn now, give the department that opportunity, and reconvene at 2 o'clock. number of single lines from the very frail budget of the chairperson will be brought at 1 o'clock. So you are welcome to join us for the single lunch at 1. Good folks, thank you very much. We adjourn now until 2 o'clock.